Marshall, let's visit. Let's put 25 to bed and start moving on to 2026. What should growers have top of mind as they turn that calendar?
Top of mind is going to be weed resistance again this year. Wild oats, we saw quite a few issues with wild oats last year, coming through some of those post chemicals. Kochia coming through, pigweed coming through on edible beans, soybeans, whatnot. So those are really things that we really need to be focusing on this year. Let's make some good choices when it comes to chemistry on those pre's.
Pre's is the operative word. It's so important to get that job done.
Yes, it is. I mean, you know, the pre's aren't going to fix the problem, but they're going to help mitigate the problem. When you're looking at wild oats, look at Fargo. Once again, you're not going to fix your problem, but it's going to help keep some of those resistant wild oats out. You're still going to have to spray a post, but when you're looking at a good reduction in weeds coming through, I mean, it's worth the investment.
You can just see the weed pressure that we've had, that we've got to stay on top of it. Obviously, guys are looking at every penny these days, but that's an investment they really need.
It is an investment. I mean, it's not cheap, but there's, you know, we can cut back in other areas. But when we're talking about, you know, wild oats, we're talking about pigweed, we're talking about water hemp, we really can't cut back in those areas, and we need to spend the money wisely.
So, any other things as far as products guys should be thinking about for this new year?
I'm going to put a plug in. So, on Fargo, if you're a grower and you're looking at using Fargo, talk to your retailers. I would probably, you know, have them get it ordered in sooner rather than later. Right now, we have decent supply of it, but it could become an issue as our neighbors to the north keep on selling it. That's really, you know, the other programs to look at, or the other products to look at, you know, don't forget your fungicides later on in the season. I mean, I know we're going to try and save some dollars, but, you know, instead of maybe going with that high tier fungicide, maybe start looking at a couple of different products. Domark is a great fit, especially in the sugar beet market. Badge is a great fit, especially with sugar quality. Affiance, if you're looking at some of your corn, soybean acres, that's another product to maybe take a look at.